Pope Francis was elected exactly 1 month ago on the 13th of March, and since then he has captivated people around the world, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, with his personal warmth, his simplicity and eschewing of pomp, and his love for the poor and marginalised. One person who has been busy researching into the personality and background of the new Pope is Matthew Bunsam, the US author of a just-released biography in English entitled Pope Francis. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
I think his pontificate has been a remarkably smooth one when we consider sort of the shock of Pope Benedict's resignation. Pope Francis has settled in with remarkable ease, as he demonstrated really from the very start, with a very humble pontificate, one of service, one of immense prayer. I think some people sort of overlooked just how deeply prayerful this pontificate was going to be, and that's something that he's demonstrated. His love for the poor we're seeing playing out, but also his remarkable homilies, especially those that he's giving almost every day in his Mass at the Doma Santa Marta. So he's bringing a lot of minor changes to protocol and other things, but he's brought with him, as he did in Argentina, a beautiful, prayerful voice, a prophetic voice for seeing Christ in others.
He has sprung a lot of surprises on us, as you say, you know, his dispensing with the protocol, his choice of the name Francis, and his decision to not live at the moment at the Apostolic Palace. Do you think he could be springing further surprises on us?
Oh, I would expect so. I think as he moves forward with his long-term plans of reform and renewal for the Church, I think we're going to see some changes in certainly the central government of the Church, the Roman Curia. I think also his travels are, while they may not necessarily be as numerous as John Paul II, I do think his travels are going to take on a real significance, and everyone is already pointing toward World Youth Day when he goes to Brazil. The return of the first Pope from Latin America to Latin America. That, I think, will be full of surprises and very, again, very powerful moments and very memorable, significant gestures. He has proven to be the master of the deeply poignant gesture, and that's something that we can all anticipate seeing a lot more of.
You've just published a biography in English entitled Pope Francis. Very briefly, what's the main message you're trying to get across in this book, and what's been the feedback so far?
The main message for the book is helping people to understand the Pope, where he came from, to understand the background and much of the thought of Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio as the Archbishop of Buenos Aires in particular, what he's going to do as Pope, give a forecast. And I'm very happy to say that so far a lot of the things that we talked about in the book he's actually been doing. The book itself has been remarkably well received. I've actually been sort of taken aback at the level of interest in the book, and it's a reflection, I think, not so much of the book as the way that the world has been captivated by this new Pope. And they want to know more about him. They want to understand him better, to also to have a sense of where we're, what road we're taking with this Pope. So it was an intense experience to put the book together, and it's been a great joy to see the response to it.
Since his election, of course, everybody around the world has been digging around, investigating, trying to find out more information about Pope Francis. But do you have any information about him in your book that nobody else has, or indeed hardly anybody else has, something that really not many people know about at all?
Yeah, actually I was able to integrate large numbers of homilies dating back quite some time in his time as the Archbishop of Buenos Aires. I think people just today are starting to sort of catch up with that as they begin to appreciate more and more his past. I have stories, for example, of his love for Our Lady and Tyre of Knots. He was largely responsible for the rapid spread of that Marian devotion in Latin America. So he was very active in his promotion of Marian devotion. He's very, very strongly Marian, which is something that we saw right from the start, the day after his election, when he went to Santa Maria Maggiore, give thanks to the Blessed Mother, and also to reinforce entrusting the Diocese of Rome to her care.
We have learned quite a bit about, you know, his hobbies, his likes. has been a keen follower of a local soccer team in Buenos Aires, and that he liked tango when he was a young man. But do we know any other sort of things, like, for instance, what's his favourite food? Does he have a favourite book? Or did he ever himself practice a sport?
Well, of course, he was a huge fan of the San Lorenzo soccer team that now everyone knows. One of the things that he regularly liked to do was he would have a very casual lunch, and then he'd have a very simple dinner, usually of tea and an apple. In a way, that's a model for all of us of how to live. He loves opera, thanks to his mother, who ingrained in her children a love for opera. He's also, of course, very famously now a great lover of the books by Dostoevsky. So we're seeing in him a very well-rounded personality, and somebody, I think, who loves the little things in life, the gentle things in life, and I think that's something also that we can all learn from.